Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Sheila Fogarty on LBC.
With Currys PC World, go greener and reduce water with cutting edge tech.
Simon Marks, LBC's Washington correspondent, joins me now. Simon, the trial of Derek Chauvin is drawing to a close now, isn't it? After some weeks, almost 2 weeks, I think, of evidence from the prosecution and defence. I think it's the prosecution summarising at the moment, is that right?
Yeah, that's absolutely correct, Sheila. We are into the final moments of this trial before the case gets handed to the jury. And at the moment, the prosecution presenting its closing argument, reprising much of the evidence that they presented at the beginning of the trial, that they say proves that the former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin is guilty of murdering George Floyd last May the 25th. Steve Slyker is the prosecutor. He's on his feet in the courtroom at the moment. Let's take a listen.
To do challenging his authority, his ego, his pride. Not the kind of pride that makes you do better, be better. The kind of ego-based pride. But the defendant was not going to be told what to do. He was not going to let these bystanders tell him what to do. He was going to do what he wanted, how he wanted, for as long as he wanted. And there was nothing they could do about it, because he had the authority. He had the power of the badge and the other officers. And the bystanders were powerless. They were powerless to do a thing.
That's Steve Schleicher, one of the prosecutors presenting the case against Officer Derek Chauvin, who is sitting in the courtroom in a gray jacket and a blue shirt, making notes as he has done throughout this trial as the prosecution summing up continues. And as you heard there, they're very much portraying Derek Chauvin as a police officer who went rogue. Indeed, a few minutes ago, the prosecutor said to the jury, please note, this is not the state of Minnesota versus the Minneapolis police. This is the state of Minnesota versus Derek Chauvin. And they're very much trying to drive a wedge between Mr. Chauvin and the police force that he used to serve. Of course, we will also hear from defense lawyers probably later today. And in their summing up of the case, they will argue that it was George Floyd's behavior, his refusal to cooperate with police, his drug addiction, his opioid addiction, the fact that he was high on drugs at the time of the attempt by Derek Chauvin and other police officers to arrest him that contributed to his death, and that was the prime reason for George Floyd's passing, not the behavior of Derek Chauvin, who, as the jury has been reminded within the last few minutes, pressed his knee against George Floyd's neck and back for more than 9 minutes in that videotape that, of course, members of the jury have seen again and again and again. Nervous days, these, in Minneapolis, Sheila. Whatever the outcome of the verdict, there are fears that there could be protests and violence there. Ben Crump is an attorney for George Floyd's family, who seemed to indicate over the weekend that were Officer Chauvin to be acquitted or possibly convicted of one of the lesser charges that he faces, convicted of those lesser charges but acquitted of the most serious charge that he faces, second degree murder, there is the possibility of violence on the streets.
When a black person is stopped for a traffic violation, it should not end up in a death sentence. People are going to continue to have these emotional protests, and killing unarmed black people is unacceptable.
And take a listen to what the Reverend Kevin McCall had to say in New York last night. He says whatever the outcome of this trial, there could be some pretty voluble protests there.
We're going to be in the streets whatever way in which that the verdict goes. Why? because we still have a problem with police in this city.
And there is that sense that whatever this trial accomplishes when it's over, it certainly has not put an end to the kind of police behaviour that led to Derek Chauvin being charged with murder, as indeed we have seen just over the last few days elsewhere in Minnesota, with the police killing of a 13-year-old boy currently under investigation there.
And Simon, I mean, as you say, regardless of the outcome of this trial, and we don't know how long the jury will take, but America, not just the George Floyd case, clearly that is the sort of headline case at the moment, but the two recent shootings that we've talked about as well and we've reported on in the last 10 days or so, and the shooting of multiple people at a FedEx center by a former employee, the gun in America is the bane of America, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. It's what President Biden has described as an epidemic, even as he has failed to do very much to put pressure on Congress to get on with the concept of bringing an assault weapons ban to the floor of the Senate for a vote. Even were that ban to be defeated, as it inevitably would be, at least it would force lawmakers to go on the record and make it clear whether they were in favor or opposed to it. And I mean, at this point, the flag at the White House and at other government buildings is now being lowered to honor the memory of victims of gun violence more often than it is flying at the top of its flagpole. I mean, we should actually be more accurately, I think, reporting when it's flying high rather than when it's being lowered. There have been so many incidents of gun violence over the last few weeks, just over the weekend, an incident in Austin that left three people killed, in Indianapolis, of course, eight people killed at a Federal Express plant, allegedly by a former employee of that particular facility. And, you know, one gets jaded the longer you spend time living here by the fact that this keeps happening and absolutely nothing meaningful is being done to prevent it. So inevitably, there'll be another one along in a minute.
And that was a conversation about the broad role of guns in America, but specifically on police shootings. What political moves and noises are being made around that, around the difficulties police face, and whether their response to it is sophisticated enough?
Well, there is a move underway to do more to engage in police training. And in some parts of the country, you're seeing an increasing number of mental health professionals being part of the emergency response to some of these events. If you take a look at the shooting that took place in Indianapolis on Friday, for example, that young man who carried out the assault, his mother had appealed to the authorities to take his gun away from him because she sensed that he was mentally unstable. They did so, and yet he was still able to go out there and buy two assault rifles that appear to have been used as part of the attack on that Federal Express plant. There is this debate underway about what has been reduced to that three-word slogan, defund the police, favoured by some progressives on the Democratic Party side of the aisle up on Capitol Hill. Republicans, of course, say that's a mad idea because it implies removing police forces from positions of authority in towns and cities across the country, to which the Democrats say, no, that's not what defunding the police really means. What it means is providing the police with more mental health professionals that can be part of the response to incidents of violence when they occur.
Okay, thank you, Simon. Simon Marks, LBC's Washington correspondent.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch, Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.